This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to create an educator task force on public safety is moving through the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on what the bill proposes.
The task force would study the impact of state policy and widespread staff shortages on student behavior. It would also look at the impact of class size and caseloads on disruptive learning environments, and it would examine incidents of aggressive student behaviors toward educators to find solutions. A recent survey found that nearly a third of Colorado teachers surveyed said they had experienced physical abuse by a student within the past 2 years. The task force would develop a set of recommendations that avoids contributing to the school-to-prison pipeline. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Trinidad, a crowd gathered Saturday to celebrate a small but important synagogue. Temple Aaron is now a National Historic Landmark. Built in 1889, Aaron is a center of Jewish life in southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. Retired educator Olivia Bachicha has lived in Trinidad her whole life. She's Catholic and came to see the plaque unveiled Saturday.
I used to bring my children, my students here to the temple so they would appreciate Judaism and never forget about the Holocaust. And such a feeling of pride and joy to have such a beautiful synagogue in our community. And I'm so excited that it's finally going to get on the National Registry.
The community is raising money to replace the temple's roof. Some city offices in Denver are closed today for Cesar Chavez Day. There's no trash pickup, and libraries, rec centers, and driver's license offices are closed. This is CPR News.